Go.
Tell somebody to go. And when you go, you need to tell it. Hallelujah. That the Lord is born. Don't have to wait no longer. Hallelujah. You can receive all of the benefits and the blessings of the Lord. And when can you see them, receive them? Right now. Hallelujah. Because he is a right now God. Right. He hears our faithful call. We give glory and honor to God for yet another day. He has blessed us to be a part of. If my figuring is right, 344. The 344th day of 2017. Tell somebody, thank the Lord. I'm still here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are still here. Could have been gone. Glory to God. But God has blessed us and allowed us to come together one more time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give glory for him. For we are not here because of who we are, what we've done, but we're here because of the grace and mercy of God. He did it for us. Hallelujah. We couldn't do it on our own. But he did it for us. Hallelujah. We honor God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who brought us together one more time to our presider, Dr. Monica Lewis. And to all our elected officers of the church. And to every lay person in the building. We praise God for every minister in the house. Just good to be in the number. Hallelujah. It was a blessing just to be able to open your eyes this morning. Because somebody laid down last night, didn't open their eyes this morning. And God has allowed us another chance to work on getting it right. Hallelujah. We said work on because it's a work in progress. We never get through trying to get it right. Because the very best that we can do is still just like filter rags. But we work on it. And then what's not right, he'll make it right. When he comes. Hallelujah. What month is this? December. All right. The month we celebrate who?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Celebrate his arrival here on earth. But at the same time, we should be celebrating his arrival in our lives. Hallelujah. So this celebration continues throughout the year. And don't cross them out. Keep the whole word there. Because when you put an X up there, that means you and know Christ, you cross Christ out, and you just got a mess. Hallelujah. All right. What time is it? Good news time. We come to bring you some good news in this bad news world. And I don't plan to be here long. Okay, 11:56. Boy, we got here quick, didn't we? So I should be through by 12:30. Okay, or even less. Hallelujah. Psalms 34, verse 1. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before thy presence, saying thank you, God, for bringing us together one more time. Thank you for a word you put in our spirit that we should remind ourselves our obligation to you. But we realize you are good and worthy to be praised. Thank you, God, for these that are here under the sound of our voice. Open our hearts and our minds into wisdom and understanding. That we are not only here, but become a doer of your word. In the name of Jesus we pray. Anoint us now for this task. Speak to your people. For we yield this vessel for that purpose. Not as I will, but let your will be done. Now let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say, amen. Are we there? Very familiar verse. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. The neighbor, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. He is worthy of praise. Why is he worthy? Because he has done great things for each and every one of us. Worthy because he blesses us in spite of our shortcoming. Worthy because he sent his son to a dying world to save sinners from death, and to give them eternal life. Why is he worthy? Worthy because everything belongs to him. There's nothing here that he did not create. Gave us everything that we could work with and make different things from by his guidance, though we want to take the credit. You won't find not a single pattern in the archives of D.C., whereas it says was built or was made by Christ in me. It only have one name if it's only one person working on it. Or just the name of the individuals who have worked to create it. But God's name is nowhere about it. And I read in his word what it said, in all things give him thanks. Nothing we can do on this side of heaven without God helping us to do it, providing us the strength for doing it. Did not David said, the Lord is my strength and my life, of my life. He is the strength of all of our lives. He is the source of life himself. All right, so life is God, and we live out of him on what he is capable of doing. God provides our strength. And Nehemiah tells us that his joy is our strength. So if you ever need strength, use the joy that he's already given you. The joy of the Lord, and we have his joy so that we can endure whatever it is we endure. We need his joy. And we need to focus on his joy. And when we focus on his joy, things won't be as bad as they seem to be. When we focus on his joy, we won't get so disappointed and disgusted and depressed when we focus on his joy. For his joy will allow us to know that we can do all things through Christ who provides for us. His joy. And so I will bless the Lord at all times. All, say your neighbor, all means all.
All means
all. And since it's all the time blessing the Lord, I don't have time to condemn nobody. Since I'm blessing the Lord all time, anger don't have no place in my life. Because instead of getting angry, I'm going to say hallelujah. Instead of getting angry, I'm going to say thank you, Jesus. And when the enemy tried to rise up in us, we just got to holler out, thank you, Jesus. You see, when we start getting angry, we get loud. So why are you being loud? Make a loud cry unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Be like Paul and Peter and those boys who thought it was a blessing. They rejoiced because they thought they were worthy to be punished for calling on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be all upset with you because you rose, gave my temper to a little bump. And it started rising. Instead of let that go off in anger, let it go off in a praise. Hallelujah. You need to make a joyful noise anyway. You need to cry loud and spare not. I will. Who will?
I
will. All right. That means who? Uh-huh. What about in the audience? Okay. I will. So if everybody is doing I will, we ain't got to be saying you ought to be. Hallelujah. I ain't got time to say you ought to be, because I'm saying I will. Bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. I will bless. I will give God his just due. Hallelujah. And he's worthy to be praised. I will bless not myself, but the Lord. I will bless not you, but the Lord that's in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Everybody got the Lord in you, right?
Amen.
Uh-huh. And guess who else is in there? He's there. See, our problem and our mistake is that we think that he's there. And since we don't think he's there, we do everything that comes in our mind. Okay. Because we think it's of the Lord. But it's not of the Lord. Everything in your mind is not of the Lord. The devil works up there. He suggests things to you. And he makes it sound so good that you find yourself doing it. Paul said, everything I wanted to do, I find myself not doing it. And all those things I don't want to do, that I find myself doing. Hallelujah. So if you forget that the devil is there, you'll find yourself doing it in everything and think you're doing right. Hallelujah. But make sure it's the Lord. John said, try the Spirit and see if it's of God. Hallelujah. So you got to make sure the Spirit is God's Spirit. Because there are many spirits out there. Okay. How do you test that out? By going to the Word. If it's in the Word, then it's the right Spirit. If it's not of the Word, then that's your Spirit. He said what? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Okay. And most of the time we go by our understanding, don't we?
Yeah.
We don't even consult the master. We do it, and then we ask. It's about like a child of yours saying, after they've done it, because say, Mama, can I do this, this, and this? You already done it. Glory to God. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Bless him all the time. Even in this time of year when a lot of people start getting depressed. No, don't get depressed. Bless the Lord. You're not making things better by being depressed. You're making things worse. But if you bless the Lord, you can come out of that slump. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. All the time. Bless him. Don't think of the negatives. Think on what God is doing. Don't think on what how bad it is. Think about how good it is for you to still be here. Think about how good it is that God has blessed you with what you do have. Hallelujah. Because no matter how bad you think you are, it can be worse. Hallelujah. So I will bless the Lord at when?
All the time.
All the time. I'm going to bless God. Thank you, Lord. I take a step. Every time you say, take a step, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because that leg could get locked up back there, it could give way. And you fall. So every time you can move an arm, thank you, Lord. Make a fist, thank you, Lord. Bat an eye, say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Feel the pain, say, thank you, Lord. I'm alive, I can feel that. Thank you, Lord. Whatever it is, thank you, Lord. Somebody lie on you, thank you, Lord. Somebody push you aside, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't get upset with persons because they talking about you. They're thinking about you. You can't talk about somebody not thinking about them. Hallelujah. So they're thinking about you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So bless the Lord. At all times, in all things, blessing the Lord. And if you bless the Lord, his praises, not mine. Because everything belongs to the Lord, right? His praises shall continually, that is without ceasing, no stop. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Could have been bad than what it is. I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave. But you allowed me another day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. His praises shall continue. Not might continue, but shall continue. A promise. His praises shall continue in my mouth. So I will be of you, God, and bless your name. Hallelujah. And Psalm 150 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God. Praise him where? Praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmness of his power. Praise God. Praise him wherever you are. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise him for his mighty acts. You're not praising him for what you've done. You're not praising him for what happened to you. Hallelujah. But you're praising God for his mighty acts. Praise him. According to his excellent greatness. It's all about him. You see, we don't praise him because nothing happened good to us this week. So we don't give him no praise. But this ain't saying nothing about what happened to you. You praising God for who he is. Praising God for what he has done. Praise God for what he is doing. Praise God for what he's going to do. Just praising Lord. Hallelujah. For his mighty acts. Anybody has done anything minor for anybody in here? He woke you up this morning, that was mighty. Because if you didn't wake up this morning, everything is over. That's a minor act. Hallelujah. So you praise God all day long on that. Because he's keeping you alive all day long. Praise God for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor it's all about God. Not about me. If I stick my focus off of me and keep it on God, I'm going to feel better. And then I'm going to do better. But when I focus on us, we're going to be looking at everything that's wrong. But my focus is on us. I focus on everything that's wrong with us. Okay, I got this ache. I got that pain. I got this. And I got this. And we claim it. My blood pressure. My cancer. As if it personally you just took it. If it's yours, get rid of it. My sugar. You don't claim it, and now try to get rid of it. If you hadn't claimed it, you would have had to try to get rid of it. The doctor said. But God, you said, I'm healed. The doctor said. But God, you said. Hallelujah. I'm already delivered. Hallelujah. But I still feel the pain. Faith is not on what you feel. Faith is what you know. The word said. Hallelujah. My healing might got kept up with my faith. I speak it, and then it come to pass. I got to claim it. Hallelujah. So praise God for his excellent greatness. Praise him. How? You praise him with the sound of the trumpet. You praise him with the songs and the psaltery and the harp. You praise him with the timbre and the dance. You praise him with the string instruments and organs. You praise him upon the loud sounding cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Can we get some praise in here on the cymbals? Can we get some praise in the house? Hallelujah. With your hand clap. Can we get some praises in the house? With the waves of the hand. Can we get some praise in the house? With your mouth. Can we get some praise in the house? With our hallelujah. The hands in the air. Just shaking them. Can we get some praise in the house? Can we get some praise? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue. Be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise Him. Praise Him. With everything you got, give Him a praise. Hallelujah. The song said, the psalmist said, my soul shall make a boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not going to boast about me. I ain't going to boast about what I got. I'm going to boast about what the Lord has done in my life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord at all times. Can you remember that as we go through the rest of the year? Instead of complaining, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. You may not have the money you want, but you ought to have some joy. Something better than money. Because money can't buy you joy. Hallelujah. May not get what I want for Christmas, but I'm here. So I bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless Him all the time. Whatever's come in your life that's knocking you for a loop, give God a thanks. Praise the thanks. Because He is making everything work for your good. Hallelujah. And it's going to turn out for your good. All right, it's 12:23. And that's the word for the day. Bless the Lord all the time. We're not going to speak negative. We're going to say thank the Lord. Somebody talking about you, thank the Lord. Because all they're doing is blessing you. And how many know that blessings sometimes be in disguise? So everything that looked like a blessing may not be a blessing. And everything that don't look like a blessing might be a blessing. Hallelujah. Many of us have missed out on our blessing because we didn't think it was one. But God is preparing you for a greater blessing as you go through some things to get to the blessing. Sometimes you got to pass through the fire to get to the blessing. So the next time you're going through, just think ahead of it. There's a blessing waiting for me on the other side. But in the meanwhile, I'm going to bless the Lord while I'm going through. Because this battle is not mine. It's the Lord. And since it belongs to the Lord, it's already won. The battle has been fought, and the victory has been won. And the victory belongs to, say me. Say me. The victory belongs to me. gospel meditation extended. If there's someone here that don't have Jesus in your life, you are invited to come at this time.
Lord, do it.
If you have anything else that you need to ask Lord to handle for you,
Lord,
now's your time.
Lord, do it. Do it for me, Lord.
Do it for me.
Right now. I believe I want to say it again. I said, Lord, do it.
Lord, do it.
Oh, Lord. Lord, do it.
Lord, do it.
Do it for me, Lord.
Do it for me.
Right now. Listen. If you read your Bible, then you read the story about the blind man that could not see. But he heard that the master was passing by. Yes, he did. And he cried, Lord, will you lay your hand on me? Thank you, Lord. And he cried again. He said, Lord, do it. If you read your Bible, you read the story about the man that could not see. He heard the master was passing by. And he cried, Lord, will you please lay your hand on me? Thank you, Lord. He cried to Jesus. He said, Lord, do it.
Lord, do it.
Whoa. Whatever it is, Lord, Lord, do it.
Lord, do it.
Do it for me, Lord, please, Jesus.
Do it for me right now.
Hallelujah. Lord. whatever it is, whatever it is you're asking of the Lord, and today is the Lord. Some need healing, Lord, do it.
Oh, do it.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Do it for me.
Do it for me right now. Somebody cry, Lord.